奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来继续分享有关保罗的服事。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the servitude of Paul.
我们今天要从保罗所留给我们的榜样，我们所学习过的，来想想看，我们今天在教会里面面对服事上的挑战跟困难。
And this session, we will study from the servitude of Paul how we can face obstacles and difficulties in our servitude.
教会两大使命就是宣道跟牧养。
The church's two great commissions are evangelism and pastoring.
这是我们从小听到大都知道的。
And this is something that we've known since we were young.
那现在我们教会到底有什么样的工作在进行呢？
And what are the current works that are going on?
我们今天早上从学里面所听到的，我们其实教会有很多工作可以做的。
And we saw today during the sharing that there's a lot of work going on in the church.
但是你看我们教会的工作当中啊，目前教会里面我们怎么把它分，我们现在哪一个部门的工作怎么分部门的。
And how can we divide these into various groups?
教会里面有宣道组。
The different departments are evangelical.
有教牧，有牧养的。
The pastoring.
有总务的。
General affairs.
有财务管钱的。
Financial affairs.
也有专门管教育的。
And education.
也有专门管资讯联络的。
And literary ministry.
所以一般我们在教会比较大的，那人数比较多的，通常都会分得很细，很多工作。
And in large churches, the various tasks are divided up.
那现在教会这些工作，我们在目前我们在教会里面都参与哪些部分呢？
And which parts do we participate in today in our churches?
我们青年在这个时候，我们通常都做什么工作？
For the youth here, what works do we usually participate in?
我们当中应该有一些是负责人嘛，哈。
Some of us here are probably church board members.
应该有。
There should be some.
那有一些是，我们有一些是中华教育的教员。
And some of us are RE teachers.
那我们可能有一些人是负担帮忙翻译的领师的。
And some of us help to interpret or to lead hymns.
那教会的工作难道只有这些吗？
And are these the only works that we can do in our local churches?
我们有没有可能在想到用什么方式来服侍神呢？
Have we thought about other methods in which we can serve God?
那所以有时候我们要想想，今天在教会里面，其实我们如果能够用智慧，神赐给我们智慧呢，然后去求神感动我们，让我们能够真的为教会做一些事情是可能我们以前没有想过的。
And we can all ask God for wisdom so that we can think about what are some ways that we can serve God that we may not have thought about before.
那让这个肢体更完整。
So that this body can be even more complete.
所以你看哥林多前书第十二章，保罗在讲这些基督这个身体里面有很多的肢体。
So if we turn to 1 Corinthians, it talks about how there are many parts in one body.
那十二章，如果我们看第四节啊。
Chapter 12, verse 4.
从四节到第七节。
Verse 4 to verse 7.
请读一下。
Verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 5. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. 6. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
Amen. 这里讲到说，恩赐有很多种，工作职分也很多种。
Here it says that there are many different types of gifts and works.
功用也都不一样。
And there are many activities.
但是其实都是同样一个，因为都是从神来的。
But they are all the same because they all come from God.
都是圣灵在个人身上动工的结果。
And they are all the result of the Holy Spirit working among us.
只是做不一样的工作而已啊。
And it's just different types of works that we do.
那再看第二十七节。
Now let us look at verse 27.
27节到28节。
27 to 28. 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. 28. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues.
我们都是基督的身体，各自做肢体啊。
We are all parts, but of one body.
我们这里面有读有做医生的，也有读生物科学的，很多种不同的领域的人啊。
In the audience, there are some who study medicine or different sciences.
你看我们身体有多少器官，多少肢体啊？
And you will know that our body has so many different parts and organs.
身体里面有多少细胞啊？
There are so many cells.
就是说，我们一个这个身体，让它能够运作这么完整，事实上就有很多很多很多很多不同的部分组成的。
For our body to function so well, it is comprised of many different working parts.
那我们教会有这么多人，我们每一个人都有一个功用的。
And in the church, every person has an important role.
那所以我们接下来就是要去想说，那我在这个主耶稣这个身体里面，我到底扮演什么角色呢？
So the next thing we need to think about is within this body of Christ, what role do I play?
我到底从主耶稣那边领受什么样的恩赐？
What talents have I received from God?
我可以把我这个恩赐用在什么地方？
And where can I apply these gifts?
我们现在在教会里面，通常有几个问题了哈。
And there are a few questions in the church.
首先是我们现在教会的工作，你看，教会工作有一些是比较容易被看见的，有一些东西是比较不会被发现的。
There are some works that are more visible and some that are less so.
那比较容易被看见的工作是什么？
The works that are more visible are what types?
站在讲台上的啦。
The ones on the pulpit.
在前面领诗的啦。
The ones leading hymns.
弹琴啊。
The pianist.
当教员的在课堂里面教学生啊。
The RE teachers.
这些工作看起来都是比较大家可以看得到谁在做什么事。
And these works are more obvious or visible.
那我们现在也很注重吃饭嘛，所以谁煮饭我们都看得到。
And we can also see who cooks our food.
那可是我们来教会的时候，你看我们吃完饭，我们大概都不会去看说谁在洗碗。
But after we finish eating, we often don't see who is the one cleaning up afterwards.
但是我们每一餐吃完以后，下一餐还有得吃啊，就是有人在后面收拾啊。
And if we have one meal and are able to eat again, that means that someone else has cleaned up in between.
通常我们都不会注意谁是洗碗啊。
But we usually don't pay attention to who washes the dishes.
但是会注意那个炊事组组长是谁啦。
We just see who is the team lead of the cooking team.
那我们来教会聚会，这环境弄得很干净啊，很舒服啊。
And when we come here, we see that the environment is very clean and comfortable.
厕所很干净啊。
The bathrooms are very clean.
我们在这边听道理。我们有没有注意到说厕所是一起把它扫干净的
？When we are listening to the sermon, do we think about who's cleaning the restrooms?
你看你在自己家里，如果厕所脏了哈，你回来，你如果出去上学去工作，然后回来说厕所变干净了，你想那个厕所是怎么干净的
？When you are at home and you come back from school and your bathroom is clean, how do you think it became that way?
一定有人去把它扫嘛。
Someone must have cleaned it.
可能就是你的妈妈当仆人的。
It was probably your mom who is your servant.
也许可能就是什么人去做了，一定有人做，不然他不会很干净啊。
And someone must have done it, or else it would not be that clean.
如果你是自己住的，你一定是没有你自己没去做就不会干净。
And if it was you lived by yourself, then and you didn't do it, it would just not be clean.
如果你不做，就是变很脏，所以房间就乱七八糟。
And the bedroom would just be very messy.
所以你看，其实我们来这边教会来聚会的时候，你看台上有人领会，那。其实台下还有很多很多工作有人在做的，只是我们都不知道而已啊。
When we come to church service, we see someone leading the service in the front, but there are many works in the background that we don't see.
所以有一些是看隐性的工作，人家看不见。
And these invisible works are less noticeable.
我们很希望说我们的教会坐满很多人呐。
We hope that our church can be filled with many people.
如果我们灵会的时候发现哇很多慕道者，我们就很高兴。
And during spiritual convocation, if there are many friends, we are very happy.
那些慕道者怎么来的
？And how do they come?
一定有人带来啊
！There must have been somebody to bring them.
很少是说从路边走过自己跑进来的啦。
Very rarely is it from someone who just was passing by on the street and came in.
要把慕道者带进来教会，其实不是很容易的嘛，哈，不是吗
？And to bring someone into the church is actually not that simple.
那到底谁付出这个努力去把他带进来
？But who put forth that effort to bring them in？
当然，最开始一定是神感动，就是一切从神来。
Of course, in the beginning, it must come from God who moved them.
但是后面一定有很多人在祷告。
But in the background, there must be a lot of people
praying. 有些人他们默默的去访问他们。
And other people who behind the scenes go and visit them.
然后最后在灵会的时候，在聚会的时候，我们看到他们出现在教会的。
And then during spiritual convocation, we see them just appear.
但是我们可能没有看到后面在祷告那些人努力了，但是这些就是工作。
But we don't see the people who are praying for them. behind the scenes.
那像一些比较少的信徒，迷失的羊要把它带回来也是一样的。
And this is the same for the lost sheep.
所以我们通常看到表面性，但是我们常常忽略后面还有很多工作是要有人去做才会完成的。
We often only look at the surface, but we don't realize that underneath there is a lot of work that needs to be done.
但常常这些背后的工作是最主要的。
But this hidden work is the most important.
可是现在我们教会的一些问题就是，我们常常比较容易重视在别人看得见的这表面性的工作里。
But the problem is that often in church we only focus and emphasize the works that can be seen.
这是我们现在教会服事上的一个问题啊，我们弟兄姐妹大家要了解到这一点。
And this is one of the problems now within our servitude in our church, and we need to understand this.
那第二个就是我们在服事当中呢，这个问题有可能会常常注重事情，或者是注重这个事本身，而不是这个里面的人。
And the second problem is that often we can focus on events and not the people themselves.
所以就是会有时候会落入这个很注意这个规定的这个陷阱里。
And this will easily become a situation where we are very careful of following regulations.
比如说，我们现在每一个活动，我们都有一个截止日期的哈。
For example, every activity has an ending date.
就是 deadline.
Has a deadline.
那如果过这个 deadline， 对不起，你不能参加了。
But if you pass that deadline, then we say sorry, you can't attend.
当然，这个是为了要我们管理上方便起见的，这是要的。
Of course, this is for the sake of convenience in terms of logistics.
但是有一些情形，有些人是特别的，因为他只有在这个时候才被神感动，他才有办法挪出这个时间来参加的时候。
But there are some cases in which it is a special case, and someone was just moved, and they were only able to attend at that time.
我们是不是会基于说，因为已经对不起，已经截止日期过了，所以你不能参加了
？At that time, will we say, "Oh, you've already passed the deadline. Sorry, you can't come"?
如果我们会这样想的话，我们就已经落入我们要办这个事情本身，而不是要去关心这个人了。
If we do this, that means that we have already stopped caring about the person themselves and just are focused on planning the event.
如果我们想到我们这件事情，我们这个活动本身就是要造就人的信仰。
If we think about the purpose of the event itself was to edify people and build them up in faith.
那我们不管做什么事，一定会想到人，想到神。要我们做的事情的重点。
Then no matter what we do, we will focus on the people and what God wants us to do.
所以我们就会关心人的信仰的问题，不会说啊、哦，对不起，你不要来好了。
And then we will be concerned about the person's faith, and instead of saying sorry, you can't come.
那第三个就是说，我们现在有些人呢，哇，身上被压了很多很多工作。
And the third problem is that there are some people who are heavily burdened with a lot of work.
有些人身上背很多很多 title， 就是很多工作，但是很多人身上哦，无事一身轻，通通没有，很轻松。
And some people are carrying upon their backs a lot of work and burdens, but some people are very relaxed and have nothing.
所以我们的事工分配不太平均呢。
So we do not divide the labor very well.
如果当负责人的，可能你要做很多事，我们现在如果做一个调查哈，你如果在教会里面负担三件事情以上的，你想想看。就是三件事情同时在你的身上。
For example, church board members do a lot, and now we can think about, for us here, do we take, do we have three various different types of works that we carry now?
其实很多是我们在大学的时代是我们负担教会圣工的最高峰了、啊，
and,
通常都是这样子。
And most often during college is the time when we carry the most work.
通常我们在大学的时代我们会当教员。
When we're in college, we're usually RE teachers.
那我们是教会服事的这个生力军主力，啊，打扫啊，做什么都是青年。
And all of the cleaning in the church is taken care of by youth.
然后又要办活动，找青年来。
And planning activities, they look for the youth.
然后要开车接送啊，某某人来帮忙一下。
And for transportation, they will also look for the youth.
然后要做什么东西修理，要找人，都是。可能很多时候，可能都是我们青年在做的。
And if there's a transport, if there's any things that needs fixing, then they'll ask the youth to do it.
我们又是学生，全职的学生。
But also we are full-time students.
我们又是要照顾我们自己的那个 campus fellowship.
And we need to also take care of our campus fellowship.
我们如果信心比较好的哈，就是要比较热心的，要被排领会。
If you are more fervent and have better faith, you will also be assigned to lead sermon.
我说我们一个人可能当四五个人在用啊。
So one person will be doing the work of four or five people.
但是也有很多人是通通没有被安排工作的。
But there are others who are not assigned anything.
这是 第三个问题。
This is a third problem.
那第四个就是，有时候在一些比较小的教会，事情找不到人，就是没有人可以做，因为没有人，人太少了。
The fourth problem is that in smaller churches, sometimes there is no one that can be found to do the work.
所以，那最后就是说，很多工作本来应该做，就没有人就没有去做，就被忽略了。
And because there's no one to do it, then that work is neglected.
那被忽略的就是工作就能做多少算多少啊。
And they just think, well, we could just do as much as we can.
那这样子，我们不做，时间也会过去了。
And even if we don't do it, life will still go on.
那特别是有关于教育的事情。
Especially in terms of education.
如果我们不去教一个孩子，孩子还会长大。
Even if we don't teach the child, they will still grow up.
那长大之后，他的观念就跟我们不太一样了。
But when they grow up, their concept will be different from ours.
因为如果我们没有教导他们。
Because we have not taught them.
那所以有些工作是很重要，一定要去做的。
So there are some important works that must be done.
那对那个身上背很多工作的人来说，就会觉得很累了。
And for those who are carrying a lot of works, they feel very tired.
所以为什么我们会跑出这个题目来？就是我们的主题了哈。
So where did this theme come from?
就是我们有些青年觉得压力很重。
It's from a youth who feels that the burden is very heavy.
觉得很疲倦。
He feels very tired.
已经被安排很多工作了，现在如果还加给我一个另外一项任务的时候，我可不可以说 ，sorry, no？
He already has so much work. When he is assigned something else, can he say no?
我们敢不敢拒绝说，我可能不太适合
do we dare to say I'm not qualified, or I'm not the appropriate person?
对，就是有时候是我们还怕说，如果我说不要的话，会不会说这样真没有信心？
Are we afraid that if we say no, people think we don't have enough faith?
那所以现在这些问题，我们要找一个方法来解决。
So we need to find a solution to this problem.
那第一个，我们要了解说，教会的工作是一种团队侍奉的。
And first, we need to realize that church work is a group or team activity.
我们做圣工都不能够是一个人自己做了。
Holy work cannot be carried out with just one person.
那有时候我们今天被找到一个人，我们今天如果被教会迫乎我们什么工作的时候，我们是把他自己揽在我的身上来做呢，还是我会找一些同工来帮忙
？If we are assigned something, do we just carry it ourselves, or do we look for some others to help us?
你看旧约圣经最明显就是神当时召摩西出来带领以色列百姓出埃及。
The most obvious example is in the Old Testament when Moses was called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
神当初只有单独召摩西而已。
God only called Moses.
就叫他说你去带以色列百姓出埃及。
And told him lead the people out of Egypt.
一个人哦。
And just one person.
摩西当然说不要啊。
And of course Moses said I don't want to.
但神跟他说我跟你同在。
But God said I will be with you.
我跟你去，我是你需要的口才能力，我都跟你一起。
I will give you the skills you need in eloquence, and I will be with you.
好不容易摩西终于答应了去了。
And finally, he did agree.
但是后来我们看到摩西他带领一些百姓在过程当中，他是自己一个人吗
？But did Moses actually lead the people by himself the entire time?
他后来又找了许多同工嘛
？Later on, he looked for some co-workers.
所以我们看摩西后来神已经跟他安排他的哥哥亚伦跟他一起。
God arranged for his brother Aaron to help him.
然后后来你在想看一下出埃及第十七章啊。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
这个故事我们很熟悉的。
We are very familiar with this story.
这是跟亚玛利人征战的这个历史过程。
And this is the battle against the Amalekites.
亚玛利人，摩西，神要，你看第八节哈。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节，是第八节吗？请读第八节。
Okay, verse 8. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
第九节。
9. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand."
第十节。
10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
好，现在神这件事情是一种征战。摩西他知道，他就去找了约书亚去找人去征战。
And Moses knows that this that there is a battle, so he calls Joshua to go out and fight.
那些人是约书亚去找的哦。
And the people were called by Joshua.
摩西没有跟他指定说你去找谁啊。
Moses did not tell him who to look for.
所以现在约书亚是被赋予一个责任要去打仗，所以他去找人来。
So Joshua was given the responsibility to fight, and so he went out himself to look for people.
摩西他自己呢，他说我明天要手里拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
And Moses said that he would stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in his hand.
那可是后来第十节，摩西他不是自己上去哦。
But in the end, Moses did not go by himself.
那为什么摩西他会找了亚伦跟户珥？
Why did he look for Aaron and Hur?
原因在哪里？
What was the reason?
为什么？
Why?
帮拿弧的杖哦，就是帮拿弧手。也就是说，摩西他已经可以先预先想到哦，他可能需要帮手了。
Moses already knew beforehand that he would probably need help.
他站在山顶上，他需要有人有同伴哦。
He knew that on the top of the hill he would need some companions.
所以他去找了亚伦跟户珥一起来。
So he called Aaron and Hur to go with him.
这两个人真的帮助他们打胜仗了。
And those two really helped in the victory of this battle.
那约书亚他也不是他自己去打仗。
And Joshua did not go fight by himself.
所以这个都是一个团队的侍奉，都是一种大家一起，他去找人来一起工作。
So this is the work of a group and a team.
那摩西后来又接受他这个岳父的建议啊，去找了很多更多的帮手来出来帮忙啊。
Moses also took the advice of his father-in-law to look for more helpers.
你看第十八章。
Let's look at chapter 18.
第十八章的第十八节到第二十一节。
Verse 18 to 21. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself. 19. Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God. 20. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. 21. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens.
好，这里摩西自己一个人，现在是要整理百姓这些事情，这个等于是牧养的工作。
And this is the work of pastoring.
他也是接受了他这个岳父的建议，去找了很多人来帮忙的。
And he took the advice of his father-in-law to find many people to help him.
然后他去找谁
？Who did he look for?
哦，他选人的标准在哪里呢
？What was the standard for looking for others？
他说就是有，他就是敬畏神的。
They had to revere God。
他是诚实无妄的人。
They had to be truthful。
他是恨不义之财的，是不会贪财的。
They had to hate covetousness and not be greedy。
那这些有一些标准，就是选人的标准，从这些人去选一些人来帮忙。
And using the standard, they chose a few people to help。
好，那所以后来。其实摩西带领以色列百姓是整个团队一起工作的，不是他自己一个人做。
So in the end, Moses bringing the people was actually a group effort.
这个在旧约，那新约也是一样。
This is in the Old Testament, and it is the same in the New Testament.
你看主耶稣去选的十二个使徒出来。
Jesus also called 12 disciples.
十二个使徒后来把这个教会圣灵把他教会建立起来以后，使徒他们也是自己做不来了。
And even after the Holy Spirit established the church, the disciples were not able to do all the work by themselves.
所以使徒行传第六章里面就要去选一些人出来帮忙，从管饭食开始。
So in Acts chapter 6, they had to find some people to help, starting from distributing the food.
那他去找这些同工，你看他的标准是哪些人呢？
And in looking for these co-workers, what were their standards?
使徒行传六章我们都很熟悉的哦。
We are very familiar with Acts chapter 6.
什么样的人？就
What types of people?
啊
good reputation,
好名声，还有呢？圣灵充满，还有呢
？Filled with Holy Spirit.
啊
？Full of wisdom.
Wisdom, 有智慧，圣灵充满，然后有好名声的啊。所以这个就是当时候使徒他们去选人的标准嘛。
And this was the standard at the time of choosing deacons.
然后最后他们就是一起服侍在这个教会里面，让这个教会更完整了。
And together they served so that they could make the church more complete and
perfect. 把教会的一些问题就把它解决了。
And so that they could solve the problems in the church.
那这个就是在教会里面，我们在工作中一定要形成一个团队。
And so this shows us that in church we must work together as a team.
那我们现在青年，其实我们对这种团队的精神，我们从小就被训练起来了。
And actually, we have been trained to to value teamwork since we were young.
在我们，你看你们在上学当中一定都是一个 teamwork 嘛，你在学校做 project 都是一个 team 嘛。
When we were in school, we did many projects together as a team.
啊，如果有一个你这个 team 里面如果有一个人不合作，你们就有时候就没戏唱了。
And if one person did not do their work, then sometimes the project would fall apart.
我们有一个姐妹在阿根廷，她修一门课，是四个人一起修那个课。
There was a sister in Argentina who was taking a class, and there were four people who were taking the class.
对，啊，共同做一个 project.
Four people on a project.
啊，结果有一个说不要，他放弃，他不要修那个课了。
And one person gave up and dropped the class.
结果他们四个人都没办法继续修那个课，因为做不了。
So in the end, the rest of the four could not continue because that person dropped out.
所以他们只好再延到下一年才能够再修那个，再找其他人来修那个课了。
So they had to wait another year to be able to take that course again.
当然，这是他们教育的系统的问题。不过，这个就是说一个团队多重要。
Of course, this is a problem with their education system, but this shows how important a group is.
哦，所以我们今天从小都已经在这种团队当中成长起来的。
And so we have all been trained and grown up in an environment which values teamwork.
那我们今天在教会的工作里面，一定要去找一些同工。我们今天被教会安排一些工作，我们一定要找人来帮忙我们一起做。
And today, when we are assigned holy work, we must find a group of people to work together with us.
所以，如果今天教会给我们一个工作了
，So if today we are assigned a holy work,
请问你要说 yes 还是说 no？
Would you say yes or would you say no？
你要说 no 的，请举手。
If you would say no, please raise your hand.
没有嘛，哈，大家都要说 yes 嘛，对不对
？Everyone has to say yes.
那所以要当我要说 yes 的时候，我心里一定要知道要怎样做啊。
But if we want to say yes in our hearts, we must know how we can carry it out.
因为靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做，不是吗
？We must rely on Him who gives us strength.
但是神也给我们智慧啊。
And God also gives us wisdom.
所以，如果今天我们被教会选中，要做什么样的工作
？So if today we are asked by the church to do certain work,
我们一定要祷告，求主耶稣帮让我有智慧，能够找到我的同工。
We must pray that God will give us wisdom so we can find the right coworkers.
让这件事情能够很完整的被做好。
So that this work can be completed very well.
所以，今天我们被交付一个责任，我们既然被选到一个工作要去做，表示说，哎，至少在现在目前带领教会人来说，觉得你现在做这件事情很适合。
If we are asked to do something, that means that there's someone in the church that feels you are responsible enough to take this work.
那如果我们不敢接受
，and if we are not able to take it,
那是没有错。我们对自己对神没有信心。
That means that we do not have confidence in ourselves and in God.
所以其实从真理角度来说，我们是应该说要接受的，要 yes。
So we should say yes.
然后我们要去找人来把这件事情完成，不是不见得是我要自己去做。
And then we should go find people to help us to do the work and not just do it by ourselves.
然后就是我，这就是为什么我们要有责任感。
And this is why we need to have a sense of responsibility.
这样子，我们从小就培养我们能够对教会负责。
So since we are young, we will know that we are responsible in our church work.
对神负责。
And responsible to God.
然后知道从神支取力量。
And we gain our strength from God.
那所以，在这个目前教会这个。侍奉的安排当中啊。
So currently in our servitude,
我们既然教会里面有一些现象，就是大家比较喜欢做那种台面上大家看得到的工作哈。
There seems to be a trend in which people want to do the work that is visible to others.
那我们现在如果道理明白之后，我们应该是不会一直想要说，如果排好工作一定要排那个别人看得到的。
But after we understand the truth, we should know that we shouldn't always want to do only the works that can be seen by others.
如果今天教会安排我们去扫厕所
，If the church assigns us to clean the restrooms,
当清扫厕所的队长
，To be the in charge of cleaning the restroom,
我们会不会说 yes？
Will we say yes？
还是说他说我不要了，还是我去领事好了
？We say no, I'd rather lead hymns.
我们真的有我们的青年是这样哦。
We have some youth that are this way.
他觉得说这个工作，我说这个太浪费了。
They feel that their talent is wasted.
哇，这么有才能，我去做这种工作，实在是。
I have such skills, and this is beneath me to do this.
那表示说，我们已经落入这个做圣工是要被人看见的这个错误里的。
That means we've already entered into the wrong concept of wanting to do work in front of others.
我们记得法利赛人的特性吗
？Do we remember what was so a unique quality of the Pharisees?
什么是法利赛人？
What was a Pharisee?
来给我们一个定义，什么叫法利赛人
？Can we get a definition?
我们有些人打瞌睡，叫一下那些人出来讲话，就不会打瞌睡了。
Some people are falling asleep, so I'll ask them to speak.
先想一个人， 那个，我被我叫到不是都打瞌睡的，我是。
If I'm calling you, it doesn't mean you're falling asleep.
不要忘记了。那个 Nathaniel， 讲讲看，什么叫法利赛人？啊？假冒为善。
Oh, hypocrites.
好，假冒为善。这应该还有更多嘛？哈。
法利赛人
有很多特性啊。
What other qualities did they have?
啊，那个再叫一个来。哎 ，Vivian， 那就 show off， 对，就是喜欢被人家看得见的。
They like for others to see them。
做什么事情都要坐在人面前的啦。
If they do anything, that has to be in front of other people。
所以我们说法利赛人哦，常常有时候我们自己不知不觉都变成法利赛人，我们都不知道而已啊。
And sometimes we are unaware and we can become Pharisees ourselves。
所以。我们如果觉得说这件工作别人看不见的，我不要做。
If we think that I don't want to do this work because no one can see it，
我们已经在走法利赛人的路线了。
We're already walking down the path of the Pharisees。
那有一些工作人家看不见的，不要人家去 assign 我，我就去做。
And some works that are that others cannot see， we can just go and do them ourselves without being assigned。
我们已经讲过，我们在爱心上做榜样是怎么榜样。
We've already spoken about how we should become an example。
为教会祷告。为一些我们关心人代祷。
And we do this by praying for others and interceding.
那个祷告就是我们在那个内室里面关起来跟神沟通的时候，那个工作是不会有人看见的。
And this type of work in which we go to a room by ourselves and close the door and pray, no one will see this.
但是那个是最重要的。
But this is the most important.
那些工作都是神一定会纪念，把它写下来的，工作册，神的生命册上记下来的。
And this is a work that God will remember and record on the book of life.
所以，我们今天。对这个现在教会的工作本身呢，我们要知道说，我们每一项事情我们都可以做，我们都可以参与。
So in our holy work today, we can think that we can participate in any aspect of holy work.
我们要让我们自己预备自己，成为每一项工作我都可以做。
We have to prepare ourselves so that we can do every type of work.
而且每一项工作都要尽力去做。
And really put our heart into doing every type of work.
我今天如果被安排扫厕所，我一定要想我要怎么把厕所扫干净。
If I'm assigned to clean the restrooms, I have to think to myself, how can I do a good job in cleaning the restroom?
而不是只是我是啊进个衣物啊这样子随便飞两下就好了，已经有了我做了。
Oh, instead of just going in and doing whatever.
那就是雇工了。
And that is a paid laborer.
就是我被assigned，我不得不啊，我没有办法。
And that is the attitude of someone who is assigned and they have no choice.
但是如果我们是坐在神身上，知道是我不用坐在人面前，是做给神的。
But if we have the attitude that I'm not doing it for man, but I'm doing it for God，
我是为王服务的。
I am serving the king。
那每一件事情都一定要做得很好。
Then everything you do, you will do it very well。
那就我们就变成是可以被托付责任的人。
And we will be someone who can be given this responsibility。
所以从小事开始，我们就变成一个人负责的。
So starting from small things, we will become very responsible。
那所以渐渐到大了以后，我们才有办法被交付。人的灵魂。
And then when as we get older, then we can be entrusted with the souls of others.
以后教会要把牧养教会的工作交给我们身上，交到我们身上去，让我们接手。
One day the church will entrust us with the pastoring work.
我们会不会把这些人带到最后把这些人丢掉了呢
？Will we lead these people and in the end lose them?
不会。如果我们现在从这个年轻的时候开始训练。
We won't if, since in our youth, we start training ourselves.
每一件事情都要把它做好。
That we must do everything well.
这叫做负责任。
This is called responsibility.
这个叫做忠心。
This is called faithfulness.
所以，这是我们现在服事上我们应该要加强的。
So in our servitude, we need to improve.
那现在有一些问题，就是说，如果我很愿意做，那现在事情一直嫁给我的时候。
Maybe there's a situation in which we are willing to do something, and the work keeps piling on.
那我们已经讲到说要去找一些同工来做。
And we've already talked about how we should look for some coworkers.
那现在还有一个问题，就是我们要很了解自己，我自己到底是有什么恩赐。
And another issue is that we must understand ourselves. What are our talents?
如果我们觉得我们的恩赐是做某一方面的工作
，If we feel that we are talented in a certain area,
当然这是。一开始神给每一个人的所谓恩赐就是白白给人的嘛，天生就有的。
Our talents were given to us freely when we were born.
有人天生就是特别喜欢跟人家交通啊，很 outgoing， 就是跟人家讲起话来都很自然。
Some people are naturally very outgoing and can talk easily with others.
有人 天生就是伶牙俐齿，讲话就是 很流利。
And some people just speak very eloquently.
啊，有人就是讲话就是比较害羞，不太会讲。
And some people are more shy and are afraid to speak.
但所以我们每一个人都有一个特质，有人都对数学特别好，有人对音乐特别有恩赐。
But we all have our special qualities. Some are good at math and some are good at others.
这些都是我们本来就神给我们的。
And these are things that were originally given to us by God.
我们一定要了解我有哪些专长。
So we need to understand what we're what gifts do we have.
但是我们不能够被这个专长局限住了。
But we do not need but we cannot be limited by this.
啊，我就是适合做这个工作而已。
And think we are only suitable to do this type of work.
教会里面有很多很多工作，我们刚才已经看过早上的分享。
The church has a lot of work, and we've already heard this during the sharing.
那所以有一些我们自己认为没有那个恩赐的，我们要跟神求。
For the works that we don't feel that we have the innate gifts, we need to ask them from God.
为了要让我们能够在这个主耶稣的肢体当中，能够发挥我们这个人存在的那个意义价值。
So that in the body of Christ, we can fulfill this role.
就是说，神让我们今天在这个教会里面来服侍哦。
And that we're given this commission to serve in this.
我们就可以尝试去做很多种不同工作，特别是我们昨天已经讲过，如果是在remote area地区，你一个人就是要当柱子的。
And there are many works that need to be done within the church. For example, in the remote areas, you yourself are the pillar.
我们自己一个人当柱子是什么都要会啊。
If you are the pillar, you need to be able to do everything.
今天小孩子来了，三岁的孩子，你要能够教他。
If today a three-year-old child comes, you need to be able to teach him.
十八岁的 J2 学生来了，你也要能够教他。
Or a J2 student comes, you need to teach her.
有些人就是一大堆问题要来问你的时候，你要能够解答。
When some people ask you a lot of questions, you need to be able to answer.
然后还要。有时候可能要管钱，那个钱不要搞错了。
And if you have to count the, if you have to oversee the financial affairs, you can't make mistakes.
你不能够把那个钱都放在口袋里面，然后就开始拿去用，然后忘记哇，我不知道钱用哪里去了，对不起。
And you can't put it in your pocket and then forget that you used that money.
然后不能够说啊，我就是本来就没有管钱的恩赐。
And say, oh,
I 就是有花钱的恩赐而已。
I don't have the gift of financial management, I only can spend money.
所以我们各个方面都要去学习的。
So we need to improve ourselves in many different aspects.
所以我们有些人也可以以后可以做财务啊，不见得你是要读 business 的啊。
So some who can help with the finances of the church don't necessarily have to study business.
所以每一个人都可以循环 rotate 做一个不一样的侍奉。
And different people can rotate in doing different types of work.
那这样子，我们就全人的事，我们就每这个人的在侍奉当中就是非常完整。每一项工作都有他的困难，我们都知道靠主去胜过，所以我们对人就不会有偏见。
So each person will be very well-rounded, and when they face difficulties, they'll reach out to God. Then this way, we will also not be partial to different people.
因为我们互相体谅，我们知道这个工作有它的困难。
We know that every type of work has its own difficulty.
我们就不会坚持自己的意见了。
So we will not be as insistent on our own opinion.
就想说啊，这个事情这么简单，为什么你做不到
？So we will not think this is so easy. Why can't you do it?
因为你没有做过啊。
And it's because you've never done it yourself.
你做做看就知道了。
If you do it, you'll know.
啊，如果我们做过了，我们知道怎么克服，我们就可以提供我们的意见，我们就知道说对方有哪些缺乏，我们可以帮助的。
And if you have done it before and you understand how to resolve some issues, you can help them.
那所以我们现在要让我们自己有一个愿意侍奉的心，然后会求神加给我各样恩赐来服侍教会。
So today we want to ask for a heart of willingness to serve and for God to give us the gifts that we need to serve.
那接下来我们现在有一些工作我们去做的时候我们已经在做，但是我们可能没有接受这方面的训练，但是我们已经被交付责任了。
And maybe there are some works today that we are already doing.
我们一定要想办法去充实我们自己。
But we are not prepared, then we must find a way to prepare ourselves.
所以教会有很多的讲习会的。
So the church has many seminars.
这些讲习会我们要把握机会去参加。
We must grasp hold of the opportunities to attend.
特别在我们还有机会的时候。
Especially while we have the opportunity.
所以为什么我们现在很多讲习会哈、哦、训练呢、啊、都是。从很早就开始了。
And this is why we have many seminars that start since we are young.
我们现在最开始 SSC 从 E2 就开始了。
SSC starts when we are in E2.
也许我们以后还想想，那 E2 以前的孩子，我们有没有什么东西给他们参加
？And what about the kids who are younger than E2? What do we have for them?
哦，其实我们现在 SSC 用 E2 开始，当然有很多 都要考量了，因为孩子毕竟还小哈。
And there are many considerations in not including the E2 students because they are still young.
但是其实最有时间的那个学生是谁啊？最有时间的、最自由的那个年龄是哪一个年龄
？But at what age are the students most free and available？
绝对不会是 college 的学生、啊。
It's definitely not the college youths。
也不是高中生啊。
Or the high school students。
最有空每天跑来跑去的是哪些人
？Who has the most time and is running around every day？
就是那个他的，就是那个从一年级开始 kindergarten 开始到大概到三年级。刚刚好这一段时间呢。
It is the toddlers from first to third grade.
你看那个父母亲最伤脑筋的就是暑假的时候不知道安排他们做什么。
And the parents are always frustrated about what to do with them during their summer break.
我想你的父母亲一定不会担心你暑假要做什么了。
And I think that your parents aren't concerned about what you will do during your summer break.
因为我们都已经够忙了嘛。
Because we are busy enough.
但是那个小朋友啊，他们就是真的没事做，不知道做什么。
But the kids, they have nothing to do and they don't know what to do.
那结果他们就是用computer game 喂他们。
So they feed them with computer games.
电视打开当 babysitter.
Or turn on the TV as a babysitter.
不然就是带到外面去参加一些什么活动。
Or they bring them out to other external activities.
我们有没有想过我们要给这些小朋友来做一些什么活动，在教会里面帮助他们成长呢
？Have we ever thought of what we can do to give these children to help them to grow and to be edified?
那这些工作不需要总会去安排的啦。
This is work that does not need to be assigned by GA.
这些工作都是我们每一个地方教会的我们的老师、家长，我们大家共同去努力去想。
And this is work that all of our teachers and parents in the local churches can think about.
就是我们可以为教会带来一些什么东西，就是 do something for Lee 嘛，刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Just like the song we just sang, what is the thing that we can do for God?
所以我们就是要去想想。今天其实我们有很多事可以做，只是我们都没有去想到做而已。
And there's actually many things we can do today, but we just have not thought of them.
那我们现在要有讲习会，就是说今天这个讲习会，那让我们参加以后，我们就是会去应用在我们的服事里啊。
And what we learn from these seminars, we will apply into our servitude.
那像在旧约圣经里面，你看摩西怎么样去让耶稣亚接手来带领以色列百姓。
As in the Old Testament, how did Moses prepare Joshua to take his work?
哦，耶稣亚就跟着摩西啊。
Joshua followed Moses.
所以他就是他看着摩西怎么做，他就知道怎么做了。
He watched him and saw how he did his work.
他就知道神的标准在哪里。
So he knew what God's standard was.
那主耶稣怎么训练他的门徒
？And how did God train the disciples?
带着他这些门徒跟着一起走。
He brought the disciples with him.
而且还特别要求一个原则。
And he asked them for one thing.
他说，马可福音第三章说，选的使徒要他们常常与自己同在。
In Mark chapter 13 it says that.
第三章。
In chapter 3 it says that you need to always be with the disciples.
不是，主耶稣把这些门徒选出来，要他们常常与自己同在，就是跟主耶稣在一起。
He said that the disciples need to always be with God.
所以就是带在身边一起学习啊。
And they were taught as they walked along with him.
所以今天当然他们这个训练是最好的。
And today that is the best training.
我们今天可能没有不太有这个环境让我们这样做。
And today we don't really have this type of environment.
但是至少我们可以抓住机会参加教会所举办的讲习会。
But yet we can still grasp hold onto the opportunity.
所以我们可以利用所有的资源来充实我们自己。
And we can use all these opportunities to improve ourselves.
所以如果今天教会有一个讲习会在我们这个教会举开的时候
，So if there is a seminar held at a certain church,
我们一定不要觉得说那不是我的事啊。
We shouldn't think that this has nothing to do with me.
应该我也应该来听听看哦。
We should think I should go and listen.
但是我们现在已经可以看得到说我们现在教会整体的趋势是什么
？But what is the trend that we see in our church?
就是说现在这个活动就是给这些人参加的，我不是这个群人的，我不用参加。
We think this is an activity for this group of people. I don't need to attend.
但是这个跟以前的教会不太一样，以前教会不是这样子的。
But this is different from how the church was before.
我记得我以前在参加教会讲习会的时候
，I remember when I was attending seminars.
除了底下这些学员以外啊
，Besides the participants,
后面有很多很多信徒在参加。
Many members sat behind.
有时候是小朋友。也来坐，来坐着听。
And sometimes even children came and listened.
甚至老阿嬷他们来坐在后面听。
Or even old grandparents.
因为他们会抓住这个机会，他们在训练，我来听听看他们在训练什么，我可以来 吸收一些新的东西啊。
Because during the training, they also were curious to see if they could learn something as well.
所以他们会想要参与教会的工作，去多吸收一些圣经的道理跟属灵的教训。
So they had the heart to participate in the work, and they wanted to absorb more spiritual teachings.
但是我们现在已经渐渐觉得说，你看，我们平常如果不要特别鼓励的话，大家不会想要说来参加这个讲，听听看我可不可以顺便得到一些造就呢？不会哦。
If someone was not encouraged to attend a seminar today, they may not have the heart themselves to just see if they can drop in and listen.
所以以后如果讲习会跑到伊丽莎白教会去参加了，去举办了。
So in the future, if the seminar is in Elizabeth Church,
我们是在伊丽莎白教会的。
And those who are at Elizabeth Church,
我们就可以找时间来听听看，参加一下。
Just
如果可以的话
，should just find the time to attend if they can.
就是利用各种机会来让我们自己更完整来服侍神。
And to make themselves more complete and to serve God.
那所以，我们现在教会，我们大家在服侍当中哦，也许有一些人有这种感觉，就是觉得很累了，很疲倦了。
And today in our servitude, maybe there are some of us who feel very tired.
我们要怎么样克服这个疲倦的这种感觉
？How do we overcome this feeling of being tired?
那这个疲倦本身呢、哦？如果我们从圣经里面看一些例子
，If we look at some examples in the Bible,
你看以利亚先知，他做了一件大事完之后。加密山上一个人对抗850个假先知啊。
Just like Prophet Elijah, once he has done something great, he himself has faced so many prophets.
结果之后就变得很软弱，没力了。
And afterwards, he became very weak.
为什么
？Why is this？
我们听过很多道理，这个道理我们都查好过的。
And this is a very common message that we've heard, we've studied.
以利亚他失落警醒嘛，有人这样说的，是真的是这样。
Some people say that Elijah lost his awareness or alertness.
那他听到一句话就跑掉了。
After he heard one phrase, he ran for his life.
他做完事情跑到那个以色列城门口去了。
After he heard one thing, he ran to the gate.
但是对照主耶稣一样做一件很重要的事情。
But
主耶稣啊，做了一件很伟大的事情。
But once Lord Jesus has done a great thing,
他用五个饼两条喂了喂饱五千个男丁。
He used five loaves and two fish to feed the multitude.
主耶稣跑哪里去
？Where did Jesus run to?
主耶稣跑到山上去了。
He ran to the mountains.
躲起来。
And he hid himself.
圣经说他退到山上去。
He said that he retreated to the mountain.
去祷告了。
To pray.
以利亚是跑到城门口去了。
Whereas Elijah ran to the gate, city gate.
不一样，就是后来以利亚逃命了。
And the difference is that in the end, Elijah fled for his life.
觉得哇，大家都剩下我一个，真的我一个而已啦，躲起在洞里面大发热心呢。
And he felt that it was only him left, and he was hiding it in a cave, being fervent by himself.
差一点没有死掉。
And he was just escaped from death.
因为他是求死，跟神说我死了算了。
And he asked God for death and said it would be better for him to die.
还好神没有听他祷告。
And good thing God didn't listen to his prayer.
不然以利亚就死了。
Or else Elijah would have died.
啊，死了就很遗憾了，事情还没做完。
And that would have been a pity because he did not finish his work.
但是主耶稣跑到山上去的时候，他接下来继续工作，不会疲倦。
But after Lord Jesus finished his work and came down from the mountain, he was refreshed and could continue working.
所以我们做会疲倦，有时候就是失落仅仅就是我们没有配合祷告。
Sometimes when we are very exhausted or we have lost our alertness, it is because we have not cultivated ourselves.
可能就是去接受别人的掌声了。
And we have listened to the praise of others.
那这个就是会疲倦的原因。
And this is the reason for us being weary.
那有时候我们的疲倦的原因是因为我们缺少爱了。
And sometimes we are tired because we lack love.
我们有时候太注重一些事情到最后会把那个神所说的那个爱失落了。
Sometimes when we are carrying things out, in the end we neglect love.
在我们的讲义里面列出几点，我们自己去看。
It is written in our handout, so you can look at it yourselves.
那但是如果我们常常能够被神的爱激励我们一直都会得到这个动力去服侍的。
But if we are constantly compelled by the love of Christ, we will always have the motivation to continue on.
我们不会觉得疲倦，因为我们想说每一次的服侍之后，我们都是更有力才对。
We will not feel tired, but actually after every work we do, we will feel we have even more strength.
因为我们又看到神的带领，看到感体验到神的恩典。
Because we have seen the work and the abidance of God.
然后我们又重新得到力量，接下去要做一样更多的服侍。
And we'll have the strength to continue to do even more work.
所以 有些人不会累，有些人会累。
So some people feel tired and some do not.
就是看这个人的心怎么样而已。
And this depends on the person's heart.
那这个最重要的是 key， 我们明天再说。
And the key to this we will talk about tomorrow.
一起默祷。
And let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
好吗？